getting for your time.
Okay, so let's get started. I guess a very warm welcome, everyone. I hope you are all having a stellar time here in Fosdem in Brussels. And today I'll be presenting the talk about Scanniverse and Unified Scanning in Linux Systems. Sorry, my voice is a bit down, but I'll try to speak as loudly as possible. So please bear with me. And now, without further ado, let's get started. Cool. So who am I? Well, I am Akarshan Kapoor. You can call me AK because that's apparently easier to pronounce. I am a fourth year data science undergraduate at IIT Mumbai, India. For the past 7-8 months, I have been working as an exchange student at TU Braunschweig and TU Dresden in Germany. I have contributed 2 times to the Google Summer of Code program in 2023 and 2024 as a participant under Linux Foundation contributing to open printing. Fun fact, I have one of my mentors here, Till Kampeter, a huge shout out to him. Very good. I am also been a speaker at the Ubuntu Summit 2023 and 2024, and I'm currently interning at Phytech, where I'm developing an AI-based system for information management system, content management systems, basically sort of a retrieval augmented generation pipeline, a RAG pipeline. But yes, now without further ado, let's get started. So what exactly is PAPL? Well, PAPL is a printer application framework. It's basically a C-based framework. It's a library that allows you to build CUPS printer applications, CUPS as in common Unix printing systems. It is a recommended replacement for your traditional printer drivers. It is a complete plug-and-play system. It allows you to it basically has its own HTTP, IPP, everywhere server built in that allows you to go ahead and connect to any possible printer service in the world. It allows for multiple platform support as well. It works with desktops, embedded servers, embedded environments. It is also adaptable to raster graphics, raster drivers as well. It sort of simplifies your entire printer application development. Cool. Moving ahead. Before I move on to start talking about scanning in general, how scanning is getting included into the printer application framework, let's talk a little bit about the API behind PAPL. Well, the API is essentially divided into 5 main components, the first one being system, clients, devices, printers, and jobs, as can be seen on the block diagram as well. The system is basically the object that is responsible for managing the entire programming application framework here. It is sort of the main parent object that we have, and it is responsible for controlling the resources, listeners, and basically logging everything that's out there. As you can see in the block diagram as well, the system object acts as a parent object to clients, devices, and printers. Client is another type of object that helps manage all the client-based operations. Think about like any HTTP or IPP, GET, POST, any type of request that you can think of, those are handled by the client object. The devices object is basically the one that is handling connection with the actual physical printer or the actual physical scanner. That's the devices object, and the printers is basically a virtual object that allows us, that is basically also a parent to the jobs, which manages all the printing jobs, the queuing of jobs, different printing settings, different everything else. So that is how it's all, that is a broad overview of the application programming interface of PAPL. Cool. So I told you about PAPL, what PAPL is. I told you about the API, but where does a developer's role come in? So what will you have to do as a developer if you want to get started in PAPL? Well, essentially, what you'll have to do is you'll need to write a printer driver. We provide you a complete application programming interface, a complete library. All that you have to do is sort of refactor your code into some functions which are called as callback functions. And then boom, you'll have everything working. So essentially, it's a minimal effort and a maximum efficiency protocol setup. PAPL entirely handles all the heavy lifting for you. So you have the printer driver code set up. You take the printer driver code, factor it into a bunch of different callback functions which are essentially behind the loop or of actually communicating with the printer. And PAPL handles the request, it handles the server for you, it handles concurrency, it handles everything related to printing. So this was a complete overview of what PAPL is, how you could start developing with PAPL, what is the API of PAPL. Now coming on to the main title of the topic, which is the Scanniverse and the Unified Scanning Systems in Linux. Well, it starts with SANE going insane. Now, what is SANE? You might think SANE is basically scanner access now easy. It's basically the standard platform for scanning on Linux and Unix. Essentially, what SANE provides, like what it tries to provide you, is that you'll have a front-end setup and a back-end setup. The front-end application, for example, I've mentioned a couple of them, SimpleScan and XSANE. They look for back-end drivers. Those back-end drivers are essentially dynamically loaded libraries, and each of those back-end run and support a particular set of scanners. So what happens during runtime, the front-end tries to contact the back-end drivers. The back-end drivers then sort of contact the scanners, and this is how the entire process is set up. Now, the problem with this setup is essentially that if you have X number of front-ends and Y number of back-ends, you'll have X into Y, total number of permutations and combinations for this. Because for each front-end, you'll have to correlate with a particular back-end, and you'll sort of have to interface. So that's where sort of PAPL tries to come in and PAPL tries to come in and give the solution for it. So the problem, as I already mentioned, is let's suppose a particular driver backend has been packaged into a sandbox application. That sandbox application trying as in a Flatpak or a Snap-based application, it sort of isolates the backend from that. And since the backend has been completely isolated, the frontend does not have any means of loading all the dynamically shared libraries that are available. So let's suppose a particular backend has been fixated to a particular snap number one, then a snap number two. So frontend will have to manually contact snap number one and then snap number two. So each driver being sandboxed does not, you know, is not an optimal solution. So it breaks the traditional SANE architecture, and hence the name SANE going insane. Cool. So what's the solution for this? Well, obviously integrating, we talked about printer applications going driverless. How about we integrate that scanning architecture into the printer framework that we have? So obviously we'll need to have a proper standard. That standard that we have is called ESCL. It's provided by an organization called MOPRIA. So MOPRIA is the one that provides the ESCL standard. We have settled on the ESCL standard, and what that allows us to do is sort of merge the driverless functionality of different backends into one single architecture under PAPL. So you have a multifunction device for a printer or a scanner. You can easily go ahead and create applications using that. It sort of replaces the SANE interface that was initially there. So instead of having X into Y number of permutations, you'll now have X plus Y number of permutations out there. So that essentially is more optimal as compared to the initial architecture. So how do we go about that? Well, I initially talked about PAPL, the API overview of PAPL. we already have system, clients, devices, printers, and jobs. So we'll need to embed somewhere a scanner object inside this API overview. So we have printers, we go ahead and add scanners. We'll also have to figure out how to align the ESCL functionality with the API functionality that's already available. So creating a scanning API from scratch up to the PAPL level will be the final issue that we're going to try to solve here. Give me a second, I'll have some water, my throat is down. Yes, so now talking back about the MOPRIA specs that we have, what these scanning specifications allow you to do is they define a proper interface how you'll be able to perform scanning. So think about like somewhere else in the world thought about this. They thought about creating an independent sort of solution related to scanning. We come in under open printing. We were already doing so for printing. How about we go ahead and merge these two together? So we already had a standard